Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Come on. And what do you think what I tell them? What do you think what I told them? Yeah. It's great yesterday. Couldn't do anything different. No. That's not really not for you. So, my God, we will not start that. Yeah. I hope it were the right things. It's not the first time in my life that I'm in a situation like this, so that might be helpful. Again. I think in situations like this, you have to be 100% clear, not hiding behind anything, critical, 100% clear, but respectful as well. So, because it's just, I know it's always like this, that people are not really involved. They have the right and the possibility to just go for them, for us. So all of a sudden, they can be angry with us, and how can he do that, and stuff like this. But we don't see them, we don't meet them, we don't have to work together with them. So it means that's completely different when you work together. So, but clear, again, we don't go for excuses. That's normal. So we never did, we never will do. And so that was the Sunday.
Paul?
Yeah, what did you do on your 2 days away from here to sort of improve your mood? Did you forget about
what
you said you came back?
Oh, I cannot forget it. It's just 2 days later, it looks different. So that's how it is. It's like nothing special. Nothing special. I was a lot on the phone. I had a lot of things to do. But had time for a walk, long walk, which I didn't do for ages. A direction. Then I had the wrong shoes. I realized when I arrived there. Well, I was better prepared for that. No, it was good. Of things, so you just it settles. You think all the time about it, but it's like it starts with being really emotional directly after the game because I hate losing. That will never change, and I know how you all thought about what I did in the press conference, stuff like this. But actually, it was the lowest level of the mass, absolute lowest level of the aggression I had inside me. So, like, because, of course, I was not happy with a lot of things what happened. There's not a reason for what happened. I just don't like if you look, go for the wrong people. Go for me, it's fine. Really fine. You don't like my answers. You know the best. But go for me, that's fine. But don't go for other people because they have nothing to do. They were much more influential in the good times than they are now. And that's just not fair. So now I go in that and that's... You sit there, and I didn't think before, and I see, wow. And then it comes up, and then you react like you're, but really, I thought in the most respectful possible way, you might see that completely different, but for me, it was quite a stretch. And that's like the start of how you deal with the situation. You're going to drive home two hours or so, nobody spoke a word. So it's like really, really bad day in the office, and then you go home, next day in. Fine, and then do this off, and that's how the emotional level drops. In the moment the emotions drop, you can start thinking clear again. So that's it.
Obviously, the first thing you said was that this feels like there's been a lot of instability behind the scenes, maybe people leaving and people sort of stepping away. But do you still feel
100%. Look, that's it. That's a completely normal reflex, and you know that as well. So we could go now through the 7.5 years. A lot of people left. A lot of people came in. It always worked out. We never spoke about it because, oh, you're coming in. Oh, that helps. Oh, that helps. And now we play bad football, and now you tell me it was because that makes no sense. It makes no sense. It's not. And the first one, if they would not be helpful or inspirational or whatever you want to call it, they would not be here. No, I'm 100% clear on that. Nobody's here because my friend or whatever. Nobody. It will never happen. Was never the case and will never be the case. So they are here because they are best in class in what they are doing. So that's all. And others have good as well. That's clear. But again, if you praise them in the good times, then criticize them in the bad times. If you don't praise them in the good times, then don't do it in the lesser good times. Don't do that. Have the balls and go for me. And then the confrontation can happen, of course. And then, but then I get an awful lot of money to face these situations. And my life is fine. But they all have a career after and stuff like this. And we start talking about them like that. They did this, they did that. And by the way, if I would listen to people who give me the wrong advice, it's again my fault and not their fault. Just to make sure. So that's what that really did. And I will not change in that department, to be honest. So just as a little warning. And I didn't even read it. That's the fun part. I didn't read, but it was so much spoken about that in the end I got aware of it. And that means then, oh, it's a subject. And if it's a subject that everybody's talking about, then I have to react. That's how it is. And that was all. So. And now you don't have a question anymore. Are you afraid?
You want to
No, I actually do have a question. It's kind of related.
I will not answer. I'm joking.
I've seen a few things this week, and it's only on Twitter, so it's not like super serious. But people.
Does a sentence make sense when it only and Twitter is in the same sentence?
Wondering whether you would walk away from this situation. Now that's not the question, but people seem to forget that you've actually in your career had several spells, not loads and loads, but many spells of difficult times. And I just wonder about your own kind of mentality during that, because you're experiencing that, and people seem to forget that.
No, I don't think that people forget that, to be honest. But if I would have a look at it, I would say, okay, you had difficult spells, but always at the end of the time. So I mean, mine's not only we had difficult times during the whole time, if you want. In Dortmund, it was probably in the beginning and in the end. So that's so I understand that people think that I will not and I cannot go. I'm responsible, too much responsibility, and I want it sorted again. I said this is a difficult time. So, but it's a little bit like I don't enjoy it. But if he could show in this difficult time that even then, especially then, this club is so special because we believe in everything. If people believe in me. Yeah, then we have to go through this together because then we have to, when we come out, we will have great times again. Yes, and it's maybe the difficult times are now a bit too long already for me as well. And you with a difficult season. We have 5-6 points more. We spoke about that already. And then it's still not a great season, but we can talk about Champions League, stuff like this. Now we are that far away. Not even you ask me about it anymore, thankfully. And so that makes it really difficult. But I don't think about these kind of things. I'm here 100% committed and at nothing. But I know I'm, as I said before, if we win, I feel like I was part of it. If we lose, I feel 100% responsible. I was always in my life like this. And you can imagine how big the responsibility then is in the moment what I feel. So, and we will do absolutely everything to get through this and prepare the very positive future again. But it cannot change that we lost the gas game the way we lost it, and there's a difficult game coming up, and it's difficult times and stuff like this. Players coming back and everything. So they can immediately, but they were out for a long time, blah, 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 all these kind of things. We have to stay calm and smart and do the right things in the right moment. And there's one moment when I'm really emotional, and that's after we lost the game, and you face me then. So, but apart from that, I'm completely clear and can do the job I always did and are experienced enough to know that you can get through this. Because two things, when I left Mainz, it was a career step as well. So it's like, so we didn't make it, stuff like this. I knew a lot of interest, bam, bam, bam. When I left Dortmund, I was really exhausted in that moment. It was a lot, and I thought we have to change something and blah, blah, blah. It was time to do something else. I'm neither nor in the moment, neither nor. I'm completely here. But I understand that people think, oh, look at that, seven here, seven there, nothing to do with it. The situation is difficult for other for different reasons, but this is not one of them.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.